board meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Tell those that's not here, amen. Some told me you couldn't be here, but we'll try to stay abreast of the improvements we're making around here. Riseth up against her mother, and the daughter against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies shall be they of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will help me. Amen. Matthew chapter 10. Amen. For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her brother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Goes on to say, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Amen. Luke, Lord speaking here, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened, that means accomplished, till it be accomplished? Amen. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Look out. Everybody say, look out. Look out. You're in for it. Amen. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Acts. More I read, less I have to preach. Amen. Acts chapter 20. For I know this. Verse 29. That after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Amen. And on over in 3 John, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Amen. I'm talking about subversion today, or trouble on the inside. Amen. And maybe you will think this negative today, but man, there's so much in the Bible about it, we need to be warned, don't you think? Hallelujah. Carlisle, Ohio, last month. 16-year-old boy breaks into his father's house. One of Brother Ray's neighbors. Amen. Amen. 16-year-old boy breaks into his father's house and parties for one solid week in that house while father is on vacation. The neighbors didn't even call the law. He brought in that house a bunch of young people that literally wrecked that house. They tore furniture apart, excrement in the closets and in the rooms, all manner of filth and waste. Cabinets wrecked and tore up, windows knocked out, doors broken, bathrooms ripped up and tore up. Amen. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage inside that house. It was so bad that the father pressed charges, had his own son arrested for wrecking the house. Amen. My, the Bible said that thieves would break through and steal. But with children like that, who needs thieves? Amen. I mean, just a few kids like that. Amen. Forget about the thieves. They tore his house to pieces. And it's still in the courts. Amen. Ah, yes. On and on it goes. David had a son by his fourth or fifth or sixth wife. I don't know which one Maacha was. Amen. She was a king's daughter. And he had a son called Absalom. Beautiful young man, beautiful mane of hair, handsome countenance and a soft voice. Amen. And in time, Absalom literally drove David from his throne. And David was to hear, or it was to hear David cry in Absalom's death, "Absalom, Absalom, my son, would to God that I have died instead of you." Amen. That was after Joab, that son of Zeruiah that David couldn't do anything with in his latter days. Amen. You talk about subversion. David, a type of Christ, had trouble on the inside. Amen. Joab would be sentenced, passed upon in David's dying hour. David would tell Solomon, "Don't let his whore hairs come down to the grave in peace." Amen. Solomon caught him with his hands a hold of the horns of the altar. He thought no one would kill him there. But Joab had become too notorious, too out of control. Amen. Too much Joab and not enough God. Oh, he was a great asset to David at one time. Amen. But the cell became out of control like a cancer. A cancer in the body starts with a good cell going out of control. It begins to multiply abnormally. And pretty soon there's a cyst, a whole cluster of billions of cells. Amen. And finally they send their influence through the rest of the body. And it devours the body, and the body wilts away to nothing. A 200-pound man with cancer. It's not uncommon to die weighing less than 90 pounds, a stack of bones. Why? Because cancer, a healthy cell, has gone wild and took over in the body. Trouble from the inside. Amen. Jesus' brothers, Jude and James, didn't believe on Jesus. In fact, criticized him in the ministry of Christ on earth. Amen. And were caught on the negative side several times in Scripture. Amen. James and Jude didn't believe on Jesus until after he rose from the dead. Amen. But then they made good ones. That's our hope as we gently bear the cross we have to bear of rebellious children, rebellious saints, rebellious even in the ministry, amen, that we have helped, and rebellion sometimes from those at one time helped us. I heard one fellow say that some of the very people that helped him in his early ministry was the ones that kicked him in the teeth later on down the road. I was a favorite son of my people in Mammoth Spring in Thayer, Missouri. And I took the Midway Pentecostal Church to pastor at the age of 17 and pastored until I was 19. I was A-OK until I became the pastor of the church. Then envy came in, and then jealousy took over. Amen. And ministerial and administrative jealousies flavored the atmosphere of the Midway Pentecostal Church, as some of the same people that helped me get started turned against me after I had got started. The same dear sister that I preached her appointment early in my ministry, first sermon ever preached, happy I was getting started, recommended it was time I got started. Amen. Her and her husband stood before me right there at the altar. We had an altar bench. Amen. And her husband said, the reason I don't pay Brother Collins my tithes is because he takes God's money and takes care of his ungodly mother. Amen. There wasn't nobody else left to take care of her. Everybody was gone. I was the only one left to take care of her. What would I do? What else could I do but do the best I could? Amen. And I only had trouble at home. Now I got trouble inside the church, because I'm doing the best I can. Amen. Ah, yes. Oftentimes it happens. And don't be discouraged when it happens. The man that wrote the book, Pastor in Profile, amen. I don't recall the name of the author. Someone borrowed my book, amen, and never did give it back, or either I lost it, one or the other. I've run across it a few times since, paperback and a hardback and what have you. Amen. It's still around, Pastor in Profile. Amen. He said every preacher needs at least one Jezebel in the church and one Ahab to keep him on his toes. Praise God. We don't like it, but sometimes we need them. We don't like enemies, but sometimes we need them. They keep us praying. They keep us humble. They help us to realize that we are but dust. Amen. And glory to God, we may win them to God. Praise God. Moses' big sister watched over him as he floated among the lily pads. And then when the queen of Egypt rescues him, she runs up and said, you want me to go get a Israelite mother to nurse the baby? And the Pharaoh's daughter said, yes. Amen. And she brought her own mother to nurse Moses. Praise God. Ah, yes. She was Moses' standby for years and years. And then finally they're on this journey through the desert and through many a hard trek. Praise God. Ah, my. Moses' little sister's grown up. She's the one that took that tambourine and led that great shout on the other side of the Red Sea. And a whole chapter, in fact, two chapters in the Bible are written, one in Psalms and one in Exodus, praise God, where Moses' sister leads the camp in a shouting song, praise God. Moses to the death. But one day her mind changed. Moses would come up, become a type of Christ. And even his big sister and his brother would turn against Moses. She said, who does he think he is? He's not the only prophet. He's not the only one that's got the revelation of God. And because she spoke out against Moses, God smote her with leprosy, with the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Amen. She stopped the camp. They were traveling forward, but the camp stopped. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Moses pled with God for his beloved sister, who had said in her anger, he's not the only pickle on the dish. God's got some people. Sister Lethe. Amen. making $70 a month. She was the one that invited us to dinner more than anybody else. But one day I said something in my preaching that made Sister Lethe mad. Sister Lethe is the one that had a short fuse, and when Brother Disney didn't like her driving, and it was tut, tut, tut. I never saw such driving all my life as she tried to herd that old Chevrolet with the knee action wore out on it, and she'd hit a rough place and it'd shimmy all over the road, and Brother Disney thought Lethe was doing it to it. Amen. Tut, tut, tut. Tut, tut, tut. I talked to Brother Miller. Oh, Brother Miller was with them. He and Vince Wilson, Brother Disney, none of them could drive, and Lethe was driving Brother Disney's car. Oh, wore out Chevrolet. Amen. Well, by the time they got to Middlesbrough to the church, Lethe's fuse had run out. She was ready to explode. She jammed the keys in Brother Disney's hand and said, "You can get home the best way you can. I ain't driving for you no more." "What's the matter, Lethe? Aren't you sanctified?" She said, "You're sure not." "Why," he said, "I guess I am. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you can't have the Holy Ghost without being sanctified." She said, "I don't know where you got the Holy Ghost or not. All I've ever heard out of you lately was tut, tut, tut." Lethe and Brother Disney fell out. Amen. He wrote to her from Covington, where he was living at that time. Amen. With some of the kids. Asked for forgiveness. Amen. Well, Lethe wrote to him first and asked his pardon. And then he wrote to Lethe and said, "I forgive you, Lethe." He said, "The old man's got some things he needs to apologize for himself." And he said, "Heaven wouldn't be heaven without you." And that's what we look forward to, is Moses stops the camp. He could have left his sister behind. He could have left his beloved helper behind. Amen. Because she's unclean. And God said, "Put her out of the camp and make her stay out of the camp 7 days. Even though God had healed her, he delayed the forward movement of the children of God 7 days. But after it's all over, amen, Moses' sister was in a good mood. It happens. When it happens, don't be discouraged. Praise God. Try to keep a good spirit. Try to keep a light spirit. Praise God. After all, we need our enemies more than we think we do. Life wouldn't be the same without our enemies. Jesus loved all his apostles. And he even called Judas friend when he planted that kiss of betrayal on his cheek. Yes. Jesus chose 12. He said, "I don't want you to be discouraged now. I've chose 12. And one of you is the devil. I chose 12. And one of you is going to betray me. I chose 12. One's going to betray me. And Simon, you're going to deny me before the cock crows 3 times. Amen. Man, with friends like that, who needs enemies when you're up against it? When betrayal and another kind of subversion, denial, amen, are the works of the night. And you need somebody desperately to stand with you." Amen. As that cock crowed the 3rd time, and they led that body of Christ, already gaunt, pale, blooded from the night's ordeal, he caught the gaze of Simon as he walked out. And the Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. That gaze of compassion. What did he see in that gaze? "Didn't I tell you? Didn't I warn you? What did he say? Amen. When he warned them about Judas. Praise God. What was it about Diotrephes? Diotrephes, though perhaps unqualified, had got a taste of authority in the church. And like a cancer, his ego grew abnormally. And pretty soon he was calling the shots. And he was turning people away when the saints were on the run. They were strangers and vagabonds and pilgrims. And they needed launching pads and stepping stones and a place to sleep and something to eat as they run for their very lives. But Diotrephes refused. And he turned them away. He pulled his rank that he thought he had but didn't have. He was about to be handled by the tender, firm hand of John himself. I'll take care of him when I come. Look out. God teaches us to look out, to be on the watch for things. Praise God. Wherefore, if I come, I remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Amen. The leading tightwad in the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Sometimes we need to see these negative examples in the church so we'll learn how not to do. What not to follow. Amen. After all, we're not really a true blue Christian till we're faced with the contrasts in decision and wind up making the right one instead of the wrong. Sometimes the church needs enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. 12th verse. Demetrius hath a good report. You can't keep it from happening. Amen. Only you can guarantee a good report. I can't do it. There are some preachers that are left here that probably blame me. One said he couldn't make it in Free Pentecost, therefore that's the reason he had to join the Church of God, as if the independent folks had let him down. You're the only one that can make full proof of your ministry. You're the only one in the last analysis can stay true blue through thick and thin. Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record that ye know that our record is true. Man, John would have opened himself up if he had wrote a letter like that in our day. Diotrephes would have sued him in court. Amen. And there's a lot of people who would take an issue with him about Demetrius. I mean, he calls names in his letter. It's getting pretty bad when a man of God has to call names. Amen. I've not got that far along in most cases yet. Praise God. There's always a first time, or a second time, or a third time. And in case I've already screened it out of my memory, another time. Amen. He calls names. He calls names like Diotrephes and Demetrius, commending one and adversely speaking of the other. Amen. Paul was to say, Alexander the coppersmith hath done me much evil. Paul, you ought not to call names like that. He might have kids and family in the church. The trouble with Judas is, folks, that his wife was with him in the ordeal. The trouble with Judas, folks, is that the children all agreed with him and were partakers with him in what he stole from the bag. And neither testament has anything good to say about his wife or his children. Our children shall beg, the psalmist said, and your wife will bow to another. Amen. All kinds of bad things said about Judas' wife. Why? Because she was in it with him, head, neck, and ears. Amen. She was the biggest recipient. She was sicking him on. Amen. She followed the wrong thing. Amen. Why did they stone Achan's wife, Achan's children, and Achan's cattle, and everything that Achan had? Amen. Because they were in it with him. They helped him in the subversion. They knew about the golden wedge, Babylonish garment. You can't live in a tent together and not know that Dad's digging in the floor for some reason or other. What's he burying? Mouths are capped. Amen. Heads are cupped. Don't you say a word. Don't you tell. They all wound up beneath a heap of stone. Beware the decisions you make in church. Beware the decision you make in the house of God. Your wife and children will wind up underneath the same heap. We live in a more merciful time than it did in the law. We live in even a more merciful time than it did in Moses' day. Amen. When his sister did such evil to him, criticized the wife that he had taken. Amen. Oh, yes. And other things that he did. Oh, my. We live in a more merciful time than the days of Nadab and Abihu. Amen. That was Aaron's own sons that were offering strange fire, stealing from the offerings from the congregation. Amen. Committing adultery with the women that came to the house of God, like the papish priests. Amen. Of medieval dark ages time. Amen. Ah, yes. We're living in more merciful times today. In so many words, Ezekiel said, every man shall die for his own sins. We got to make our own choice. The old Negro spiritual said, it's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord. But right in so-called Pentecostal churches, how many times I've seen it. Families take sides. Form a clan. In a division, they become a clique. Cliques in the church take sides. Their eyes are blinded to right and wrong. It's not whether it's right or wrong. It's whether brother so-and-so is for or against it. If he's against it, I'm against it. If he's for it, I'm for it. It's not Jesus, it's not God, it's not the cause of God, it's not Christ, it's not peace, it's not the reputation of Jesus or the church or God. It's my own ego, my own family pride. Amen. But Jesus said, look out. A man's enemies will be they of his own house. Right from among your own selves, Acts chapter 20 says, there shall come grievous wolves. How in the world can it be? The product of revival past. Amen. The young converts of revivals gone by have made a change. They've turned into wolves. What do you do? and the young converts of revival of 20 years ago have turned into ravening wolves. But one thing you can't say God didn't warn you. Can't say God didn't tell you it happened. Amen. It will happen. Hey, what do you do, Brother Collins? You keep a straight face. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep singing. Keep shouting. Glory to God. And many a preacher has made a success of a church that was down to nothing by shouting right over the trouble. Amen. Singing and shouting right over the distress. Amen. They run right over it. Hallelujah. Even Charles Wesley and John Wesley, when they had opposition, they sang till the horses quit running through the church. They sang till the bulls quit running through the camp. Amen. They sang and they sang and they sang and they kept on singing and had revival. Amen. And like that brother Bridgers that wrote the song, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, he'd come home from revival to find his house had burned and all his possessions and his wife and children in it. And he walked among the ashes with tears going put on the ashes. He said, there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low, fear not, I'm with thee. Peace be still. In all of life's ebb and flow, as he walked through the ashes, here's the refrain he got. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every long, keeps me singing as I go. My mama got saved years before. Bill Abney and Charlie Ann Cotty shouted as they baptized my mom in Spring River. Right there at Mammoth Spring where Warm Fork flows into Spring River. Amen. Mama drifted away from God. By the time I got saved at the age of 14, the first one to get saved among all my peers and brothers and sisters and kin folks to really live for God. Amen. God knew I needed somebody to go with me. So my brother got saved the next night. My sister got saved in the same revival. And 20 others of the young people I run with and played ball with, amen, they got saved and was all baptized in the old swimming hole down on Big Creek. Amen. I saw the time when my mom, once saved, was demon-possessed. And my brother and my sister backslid and away from God. And I was the only one living for God.